Officials in Anchorage are pushing forward with a new plan to more quickly clear away unlawful camps in the city's parks and greenbelts. Critics say homeless people in the camps are trashing the woods, committing crime, and making the city's public trails feel less safe. But others say the encampments are one of the only options for people with nowhere else to go. Alaska Public Media's Zechariah Hughes reports.
As rain trickles down, John Weddleton pokes around in the woods, looking for things that aren't supposed to be there, like this improvised fort tucked back in a thicket.
Tarps over the sticks and a tent inside.
It's a small homeless camp. Weddleton is a member of the Anchorage Assembly and keenly interested in one of the body's main questions: what to do about people setting up unlawful encampments throughout public green spaces. As public consternation has grown more intense, the Assembly has budgeted more funds for cleaning up abandoned camps, and they recently passed a measure speeding up the timeline for disassembling encampments that are close to trails, ball fields, schools, and other public recreation facilities. The details of that change are still being worked out, and it remains to be seen what difference it'll make. Weddleton follows what look like thin game trails winding through the woods near Chester Creek. It feels remote back here. You'd hardly know that just over a little knoll is an apartment complex.
One thing that's so offensive about these is that they're scary because they're so trashed. It's just disgusting. I mean, they're hazmat sites.
On a given day, there are around 1,100 homeless people in Anchorage, and a portion of them stay in improvised shelters and encampments throughout the city's ample greenbelt. Anyone familiar with the camps will tell you they can be extremely dangerous. As if to underscore this point, a woman dressed all in black walks by, playing music on her cell phone. Weddleton strikes up a conversation and asks if she feels unsafe walking along the trails, given all the camps.
No, I live in these camps for 3 years.
The woman's name is Toni Anorek.
These woods are crazy. Everybody lately, honestly, has been getting out.
Anorek says the area feels scarier, more dangerous. There are heroin deaths, bear encounters that have sent people looking for camp spots further away, and there's a lot of chaos and violence. 2 years ago, Anorek herself was brutally attacked.
Like, all right, for instance, I was chopped up in Valley of the Moon right across the street.
You were someone.
Weddleton is a little confused, so Anorek spells it out. She was hacked with a machete and pulls back her shirt to show the thick red scar running all the way across her back.
Pull it.
That's just one of six.
Whoa.
The other one's right here on my neck.
But you live?
Across my head, right here, my hand.
Anorek doesn't stick around to answer other questions. Not far away is one of the sections of the trail system most densely populated with camps. Earlier in the week, cleanup crews from the city's Parks and Rec Department mostly cleared it of abandoned garbage. And this is one of the city's main approaches to managing homelessness: telling individuals their camps are unlawful, then returning 10 days later to dismantle and clear anything left.
We cleaned out over there, all the way to Gamble.
Greg Jacobson has worked for the city for years, overseeing camp cleanup. He shows off raw patches of dirt, where trees have been stripped out for firewood or shelter, and mounds of black trash bags are filled with collected debris.
Lots of clothes brought in, bike parts, needles.
Waste management is a huge part of the camp abatement policy. As of last week, the city had removed 92 tons of garbage from camps since the start of the year. And a lot of that trash is hazardous. Hundreds of propane tanks, food scraps that invite bears, and piles of excrement that seep into nearby waterways. And there's criticism the policy is fundamentally flawed, that it basically pays city employees to shuffle homeless people around. Jacobson surveys the site they just finished cleaning.
And because it's all cleared out like this, somebody's going to move back in real quick. We're housekeeping. Somebody will move back in.
The mayor's administration says that dealing with camps is one piece in longer-term steps they've taken to get more homeless people into housing. Nancy Burke is the city's homelessness coordinator and says social workers use the contacts during abatement to connect with individuals and gather data.
And so we've been using the camp ordinance and the processes that go around that as an organizing principle for outreach, basically.
Burke concedes that many residents are frustrated with a camping situation that appears to have gotten worse. But she says more individuals, many of them with severe mental health and substance abuse problems, have gotten into housing, and that overall, homelessness is slowly trending downward.
the visual doesn't always match the progress that I know. Like, I'm so excited about the progress we're having, but the residents are not feeling that. And so what I need to make sure I'm doing is helping them understand the long-term play. It is a very complex system.
Even with an overall strategy for addressing homelessness, there are sympathetic critics who feel the current policy towards camps is unacceptable. Russ Webb spent decades with the state of Alaska, working on issues connected to substance abuse and mental health. He takes photos of massive sprawling encampments to report for cleanup near his neighborhood.
That kind of squalor is unsafe for the people camping there, and certainly for the people using those public green spaces, including kids.
Webb says people live on the streets for lots of different reasons, and there are those with no interest in getting housed. He believes official policy, focused primarily on long-term solutions, has created passive acceptance of what's happening now.
What we haven't done is focus on the campers who are young, capable, involved in criminal activities, and victimizing others, not other campers as well as others in the community.
Webb says it's not an either-or approach to homelessness. It needs to be both. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.